The bills at issue are the product of the Task Force on Victim Privacy and the Public's Right to Know, which lawmakers set up last year. They'd limit public access to 911 audio tapes, some crime scene photos, and law enforcement audio recordings. Don Williams is the state's leading Democratic senator. He voted to establish the task force, but doesn't like what it came up with.
This legislation is unnecessary. It is not only counterproductive, it's destructive. It will result in less transparency in our criminal justice system, less attention paid to the needs of families in poor, high-crime neighborhoods, and will make it harder to discover flaws in our criminal justice system and bring about effective reform.
Kevin Kane, the state's top prosecutor, called this bill a good compromise.
We all agree that the public has an important right to know for very important reasons. We also agree that in a civilized society, a government has an obligation to protect the dignity and the privacy of people who inadvertently come into contact with the government. Nobody asks to be murdered. Nobody asks to have a family member be murdered.
The bills themselves have generated a fair amount of discussion, but so has the legislative process by which they're being heard. Two committees decided to hold simultaneous public hearings on them. Representatives of the state's news organizations objected to holding two hearings at once, saying that the schedule would make it hard for people to testify to both committees. Legislators heard that concern, but moved ahead anyway. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.